Yeah, man, you already know what it is, man. It's your trap motherfucking boy, DJ Raw Sticky. And you already know what time it is. It's Trap House Sundays, you dig? You and this bitch with a motherfucking DJ Raw Sticky. You know what it is, you bitch.
Trap House Sundays.
Nigga Poochie. No, you back up, it's Trap House Sundays, baby. Nigga, people say you know how we live it and how you live. Yeah, man, you already know it's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. And you are now tuning in to the Weekly Trap, you feel me, live on Trap House Sundays, you feel me? And right now, we're about to get into a new segment, man. It's called a Weekly Trap Review. And that's when I go ahead and grab me an artist that submitted their music to traphousesundays.music@gmail.com. And I go ahead and feature them on this segment right here and get them that exposure, man. You already know what it is, man. You can tune into the loudest podcast on the internet. It's Trap House Sundays, you feel me? And today's featured artist, man, straight up out of Florida City, is Nickel Poochie, man. You already know. Get used to the name. You already know what time it is, man. You feel me? All day, all love, man. Shout out to Blood. You feel me? What it is? You feel me? Shout out to everybody down there in Florida City. Homestead, what it is? It's your boy, DJ Raw Sticky, man. You are not tuned in to the Weekly Trap Podcast. Y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy, you know what I'm saying? And, you see me in the corner, I'm in the corner. Corner, every block, I'm on that, you hear me? They ain't kind of fine, yo. Also known as they ain't kind of bluff.
You're not too late to
that's a lot of stuff, baby. Yeah.
And when you see me on the corner, I know what I wanna, yeah. I got my seven years, you and me, yeah. I'm living it up. Slinging rocks, I got more clout than a little bit. My people put out ever since I was a little kid. I'm bumping that Poochie in that old school trick. Man, my homeboy showing love and I'm counting out with them big thugs. I'm on the corner like a Jordan. Hold the chain, young, young, a wild, wild. I get it in for my dividend. Florida City is what I represent. I put it on my back and walk with it. Every step I do, what I do, they get money, what that's the law.
I speak for me and my hand game, it's a beast. Cause it's all day, a whole lot of news I had to face. When them people love me on them, listen, every dollar I had, my mama had to eat. From my grandma to my old girl, that why I'm hard in the rock so I can take care of my old girl. So I moved to the ATL, try to get me in, I put a gig in. Don't swear, I had to set a shot. Now every corner, every block, that's a lot. And that's what's
and when
off.
You see me in the corner, I know what I wanna, yeah.
I got my Chevy on.
I'm living it up, I'm living it up, I'm living it up. And when you see me on the block, watch the dry, yeah. Hey, cousin, ain't none of my friends. They hating on us, they hating on us, they hating on us. And when you see
they wanna know what's going on in the side.
Gucci is your Logan, cause that motherfucker crew blue. Sue, Bentley and the Ford is Sue.
You already know we gonna come back in with the second part. You feel me? We're gonna come back in with that second part, you feel me?
My juice so cold.
Let you know how we feel about that review, you feel me? Shout out to nigga Poochie. You are now tuned in to the Weekly Trap, man. You vibing with us right now, baby. Trap Out Sundays, man. You dig? Yeah. Yeah, man, you already know it's your boy DJ Ross Sticky, man. And you are now tuned in to the Weekly Trap. And this is the Weekly Trap Review. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to my dog Nicky Poochie, you feel me? The song was lit, man. So, you know, from what I took from the song, man, so basically, you know, rap my block story, you know what I'm saying? Nigga Poochie lied down there in Florida City, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you nigga talking about, you know, he be out there on the corner vibing with his people, you know what I'm saying? He ain't out there grinding like all the dope boys, but he grinding, you feel me? He be out there with the best of the best, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? He just let you know how it go down there in his neck of the woods, you feel me? And then, you know, telling the story through, you know, his life pains and struggles, you feel me? So, you know, that's what I took from that, from the song. It's a very lit song on some G shit, you know what I'm saying? Overall, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving it a 5-star. It just went one little tweak, one little suggestion, you feel me? Future reference on some G, you know what I'm saying? When you're doing a clean version song, you try to, instead of just making it blank like that, try to see if you can incorporate a little DJ backspin or something like that. A little ear. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So it don't sound empty. That's the only thing I have to say on that piece right there. But other than that, that shit lit. You feel me? So shout out to that boy, Nicky Poochie, man. Straight up out of Florida City. You already know what time it is. You get a 5-star song rating with me for the track. You already know what it is, man. Other than that, you know, sound quality is great. I like the hook. You know what I'm saying? The hook is very, whoever sang the hook, it is a good job. And of course, Nicky Poochie snapped on the verses, you feel me? So it's a very good representation of where he's from. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's a very good track to listen to. So for everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, on your corner by Nicky Poochie, man, y'all go out there and go listen to that, man, on Facebook, IG. Y'all make sure y'all look up Nicky Poochie on both. He'll probably be on Twitter too, is Nicky Poochie. And it's Nickel, like the nickel, from the 5-cent nickel with Poochie, P-O-O-C-H-Y. So Nicky Poochie, man, you already know, stay out of Florida City, man. Shout out to that boy, you already know. And shout out to DJ Lala, man, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? She returned the call, you already know she called in. And gave shout out to the trap, you feel me? To the week trap, show some love, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate her opinion. So, you know, we about to go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and play, you know what I'm saying, DJ Lala's call in, you feel me? And you already know what it is, man. It's the Weekly Trap, baby. Nicky Poochie, man, you already know, baby. And if anybody else out there wanna get their song submitted, you feel me, and get it heard, make sure you send it to traphousesundays.music@gmail.com. Once again, traphousesundays.music@gmail.com. And if you wanna get on the greater film, holla at us, man. Submit your music to the same thing at your traphousesundays.music@gmail.com. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DJ Ralph Sticky, man. Trap House Sundays, Weekly Trap. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. Y'all be also on the lookout, man. This Friday, we turning up in downtown Hollywood, man. So all my artists, man, you trying to get involved, man, holla at us, man. Hit me up in the DM, man, at Trap House Sun on Twitter. Trap House Sundays on IG and goddamn Trap House Sundays on Facebook and Black Ram Ross Facebook page. You already know what time it is, man. Sweet Trap, baby, y'all.
What up, DJ Ross Sticky at Trap House Sundays? Shout out to Dade County. This is DJ Lala and the fam. And thank you so much for favoring my station and taking the time to call in. I appreciate the love. I can't wait to listen to more of your segments. The segment you had about the effects of Trump on America, I'm going to keep it light because when it comes to this, I could be talking for hours. So we'll keep it a little light. But you did hit the nail right on the head about Trump Towers. He made that building out of the finest, strongest materials. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand about, you know, these weak structures that he's building. It's just ridiculous and people getting hurt. It's very dangerous. I don't even know if he cares. I mean, I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but you might as well make stuff out of Legos and tape. But that's just ridiculous. But thank you so much for favoring my station, and have a good night.
Yeah. Yo, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy DJ Ross Sticky.
We in this motherfucker, man. We getting in the mix, you dig?
Yeah.
And everything be like off the top these days. Like, we got it. I don't even know what
you did.
It is these days. You know?
We in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hope she had
nah.
Need the one for me, baby. You ain't got shit I need.
Bitch.
Moment to take my time with you. Maybe I'm not your speed, bitch.
You bitch.
Like your lead, bitch.
You bitch.
You ain't got no cheese, bitch.
You bitch.
Maybe I'm just too G for you. Maybe I'm just too screen, bitch.
Let's go.
I can eat rolling peas. Why? Everybody notice me, yeah. I can eat on the sea. Why? I'm rolling on the beam, yeah. They tried to give me 8 times on my knee like Jesus, please. You don't even believe in Jesus. Why you got a Jesus key?
Let's get it. Where I get you. Yeah, man, you already know, man. It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, you feel me? And we in this motherfucker, man, with my dog Snow in this bitch, you feel me? And you are on the daily couch. You already know you are tuning into the weekly trap. It's Trap House Sundays, man. So check this out, you feel me? What we gonna talk about is checking in, you feel me? Snow, you know what checking in is, bro?
Nah, man, tell me what that is.
All right, so check. Lady just stepped in the building. You already know what it is, you feel me? But let me tell you what checking in is, bro. You feel me? Checking in, right, is when locals of a certain area tell a certain celebrity that, or let's say rapper, let's keep it in the rap game, because it's really in the rap game, that niggas really want you to check in. And motherfuckers really want you, when you come into town, let's say you got a show, you feel me, and you finna go in there and get a check, you feel me? And that ain't your hometown, though.
Right.
So you go, let's say, okay, Bob, we from Miami, we got a show in New York.
All right.
We finna slide up there.
Yeah.
We slide. We know we the headliners. We know we doing our thing, right?
Okay.
Now, we the biggest ticket coming in town, but we don't fuck with none of the niggas from that town.
Okay.
So when we get there, you feel me, we don't sit there and mingle with these niggas. Probably the only thing they get from us is a picture. You feel me?
Right.
We don't sit there and check on nobody. We don't sit there and fuck with nobody. We don't give a fuck. We just come in, get a bag, and slide out.
Okay.
So now, checking in is when you come to a nigga city and you call up certain people
The
city know you all good. You understand what I'm saying? So let's say I get into town, man. I got to hit up Diddy right quick. You know what I'm saying? Be like, Diddy, man, I'm in town, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to be at the show tonight. Come slide through. You feel me? Come fuck with nigga in the VIP.
Right.
Checking in. You feel me?
Because I call certain niggas to the spot.
Period. And what that regards in is that you really calling for protection.
Okay.
Because
he's afraid to be in the city alone, lurking.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's like a.
You basically letting somebody know you in the building. You know what I'm saying? So you let the other people know that, okay, not only am I in Chicago, but do y'all know I'm in Chicago?
Right.
Right. Somebody.
Nah,
okay.
Nah. Niggas who are in the street, hood niggas. They won't try you because
I fuck with certain niggas who in Chicago.
And what that consults in
is
sometimes extortion. These niggas gotta break off these certain people just to be down. And that's what really checking in consists of. You feel me? So motherfuckers be like, okay, I'm like with Wayne and the Zoes. Remember when Wayne first came down here?
Okay.
He had to be cool with all them Zoes down there in Little Haiti.
Yeah.
Checking in.
All right.
He put them niggas on. Oh, I'm fucking with my Zoes. He now they in videos and all that shit. Checking in.
Right.
So now it's cool for Wayne to be down here. Now it's cool for Wayne to roam around and all that shit because he, quote unquote, checked in with the Zoes and certain other coaches out here to be cool and down.
Right.
Via Birdman checked in. Now you see now when niggas get their pass revoked, that means they got checked out.
Okay.
Via Birdman, when Rick Ross also, when Rick Ross had trouble up there in Chicago with the GDs.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's checking out. Because niggas put a ban on them for violating. So that's when niggas be like, you can't come to my town.
See, because what really niggas don't know, obviously what niggas don't know is, them niggas really don't fuck with you, but you pay the niggas, so we gonna let you slide through.
Checking in.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what checking in.
You feel me? But don't move outside these guidelines, nigga. Because we out here still, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know we out here, nigga, because obviously you called a nigga.
Show love.
Okay.
As long as you show love, you good. And so that's what checking in consults are. You know what I'm saying? In the hip hop world. And so, you know what I'm saying? We gonna let y'all marinate on that. You know, part one. the Daily Trap, checking in, you feel me? And we're going to let y'all feel that one right quick. And we're going to come back with our take on it and how we feel about what checking in culture is in today's society. You already know you tune into the Weekly Trap. It's your boy DJ Ross Sticky. You already know what time it is, boy. It's Trap House Sundays, baby. Y'all. Yeah, man, you already know, man. It's your boy DJ Ron Sticky, man. And you know, I'm here with Lady E and my dog Snow. And you know what I'm saying? Straight up like that. We was just talking about this part two of what is checking in. You feel me? And we had listened to Everyday Struggles segment on talking about, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine and all his pressure he got going on in society over here from LA to Wisconsin, back down to Texas and all that extra shit and Wyoming. This nigga got beef with every goddamn gang member out there. And so what's going on? They using checking in as a negative thing now. You feel me? Basically telling this nigga, you can't come to my city, nigga, and perform, make no money unless you okay it with us. You feel me? And how, you know, my personal thing is, okay, can't no nigga tell me I can't go here or there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's first off. You know what I'm talking about? So I feel like, you know, they tripping with that shit, but at the same time, I stay home. So it's like, it's two sides of this checking in thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a negative side, which is the shit he's going through, and then it's a positive side. Because, you know, if you 100 and you going into a town and you linking up with people and then you networking, you always going to call your people when you get in town and be like, yo, I'm back in town, da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Right, fuck with right. Your boy, woo-ee-woo. That's the positive side of checking in, because then they can celebrate you being in town. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's two sides of a coin. You feel me? Now, you got the negative side, which Tekashi's going through, where niggas is basically checking this gangster like, yo, you come to my town, if you don't, you know, let me know you here, nigga, I'm whooping your ass, you ain't making no money, da-da-da, da-da-da. And so I feel Tekashi on that, like, yo, fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah.
You can't tell me I can't come here and go there, you feel me? So it's like, that nigga getting his money, and that's what it is, and that's 100 on his shit, you feel me? Get your money. True. But then, in the game he's playing with this blood shit and this crip shit and all that bullshit, whatever he is, he rolls around with a bunch of gang, blood gang members, right?
Yeah.
So right now, West Coast Bloods don't like what he's doing with the East Coast Bloods, because they feel like they rapping wrong. You feel me? And niggas really live that shit, and that's where it really comes from the West Coast. So you know them niggas really don't respect none of the shit.
Yeah.
The East Coast Bloods is doing that rock with them. You understand what I'm saying? So right now, you got niggas over there on the west side talking about he can't come over here. Niggas in Texas, you know, Jay Prince, you know, Junior, he talking about nigga can't come do a show at the South by Southwest show.
Right.
So, you know, it's a whole bunch of negativity, man. I mean, tell me how you feel about that shit with niggas talking about, oh, you know, the negative side of checking in. Like, how you feel about that shit? Like,
I just want to say, damn, I ain't even much know niggas was checking in. You feel me? Because, you know, if I slide to the city, man, I ain't finna call nobody and tell them nothing. I'm just here, I'm there, I'm everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit is like, damn, niggas actually checking in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some, you know,
new shit.
It's some new shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know niggas out here doing that. So, you know, that shit pussy either way to me. But on another tip, it's like, dang, I'm looking at the game. He calling out 6ix9ine. You know, now 6ix9ine, he feel like he don't want to check in no more. You know, I feel that, you know, and there are negatives and there are positives, you know, about checking in and not checking in. But, you know, I feel like 6ix9ine should do whatever.
Exactly. How you feel about it, lady?
It seems that this is just a generational issue, honestly. It seems the older people in the game are expecting this sort of behavior, as opposed to someone like 6ix9ine, who's younger, just got in, don't know who exactly still in it, but he know he in it and he making money.
Right, right.
So he don't know who to go check in with or who he know, but he does know what the people promoter tells him to do.
Right,
he knows where to go collect and things like that. So it's like, but people are then saying, well, if you have a gig here, you should have been hitting up, you should be hitting up Jay Prince and you should be hitting up the leader of this and that. First of all, y'all wasn't checking for him before he was booked. Now, because he booked the show, y'all checking for him? Come on, that's not right.
That's a form of extortion, and that's not right. You feel me? Honestly. So, you know, that's how we feel about, you know, checking in. It's Daily Chop, the Daily Trap. Fuck what you heard. Yeah, man, you already know, man. It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. And I'm right here chilling with Lady E. And you are now tuned in to the Sippy Tea with Lady E. You already know what it is. So, Lady E, man. On the weekly trap. You dig? So, Lady E, man. What's up with it, man? What's the hot Sippy Tea with Lady E? What you got on the menu today?
Well, the latest tea that I have came across was on Black China. Of course, you know she out here, she's still out here, she can't slow down. So she was basically perpetrating on her poche. You feel me? So she out here saying she laying up with YBN Almighty, but in reality, she really out here laying up with Rich the Kid. And so, you know, taste the tea?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a little sip of the tea. And then, so, don't let it dribble. Got some more. So, you know, Rich the Kid, you know, he out here, he hasn't confirmed it. You know who confirmed it? The wife. The Rich the Kid has a wife, y'all.
I didn't even know she had a wife. Well,
he has a wife. Wow. He, you know, he out here portraying that he's single. Now he got a wife. Yeah. Wife came out here and said, yeah. He fucking with her, but he fucking with, not only fucking with Black China, he fucking with Bria Miles, India Love, Miracle Watts, and Tory Bricks. So, God damn it. Black China lying on her thing, and he lying on his. God damn it.
What's the purpose?
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna
say I feel Miracle
Watts. Niggas is clout chasing on the pooch.
Clout chasing on the pooch.
Has anybody seen Miracle Watts?
No. I don't even know what she looks like.
She's cute. Everybody on the list is cute.
If y'all get the chance, man, go check out her page, man.
Pull it up right quick, bro. I know you're looking at some fashion right quick.
Here's Miracle Watts. She, you know. She's another Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram.
She does look a little preggo.
But she's out here. She's out here in these streets.
Okay. Yeah, she look decent.
Decent.
So this man has a whole checklist of bitches.
Yeah, this one
that the wife knows about.
So that's Miracle. So yeah, and the wife confirms the allegation that, you know, she's, I guess, Black China's supposed to be the face or the girl trying to make him look like something.
Mm-hmm.
Because she puts a video up. About what, 20,000 views come up,
mm-hmm.
And before then nobody was really checking for YBN.
Right.
So you know it makes him look good, and so but at the in reality that, so I guess that's what it's a business. I hope she at the end of the day getting a check. That's all I can hope. That bitch, are you doing PR work?
Right.
You better be getting a check.
Better be getting
a bag. Huh? That's all I'm. If and that's the only tea I have. For today.
Okay, so you already know.
Don't like do too much on that.
I like that, man. So, hey.
I just
want to
add that Black China is a publicity stunt trying to be like the Kardashians, but it's not the Kardashians, and it's no way in hell equivalent to.
Hey, she got a Kardashian daughter.
Listen.
She got a Kardashian daughter.
Even if
she ain't one.
I just want to say, why are we on that?
She made one.
I don't understand how you dated Rob Kardashian and then you got a Kardashian, but you did not fully commit yourself and be passive to this nigga and commit to the Kardashian brand and could have really gotten on with the family, but you couldn't really play it right.
This woman has already
couldn't wait. The child
is not even 2 years old, and we have her linked to how many different men?
I understand how women
it was a business transaction,
but she ain't do it right.
How? She getting the show.
But she could have had everything. She could have had the whole Kardashian brand.
Well, you know what I'm saying? She won just the 18 years.
Straight like that. Well, you already know what it is, man. She done fucked up on that brand, period. So that door closed. So you already know this is the Hot Sippy Tea with Lady E. You feel me? And this is Trap House Weekly Trap, baby. Yeah, man, you already know it's your boy DJ Ross Sticky, you dig? We in this motherfucker, and you already know what time it is, man. We in the mix that got down. It's the weekly.
nigga, we ain't down, we ain't finished. We was on the run, independent. 100 round drums in the sprinter. Drop my top, let it work loose. Leave it deep down, man, fruit loose. Run like the president, bulletproof. That's it. Shoot it on your wound, you ain't getting through. I came up from an army,
You already know, man. It's your boy DJ Ross Stinkin', man. Appreciate y'all for listening to the, today's version of the Weekly Trap, you dig? Stay tuned in, man. Tune in each and every fucking day. You already know what time it is, man. You know what time it is, baby. It's Trap House Sundays in this bitch, you feel me? Fuck with us, you dig? We live. We live. We go. We...